Sue Elgin.
Thanks. Okay, why don't you just finish? You were saying you won first place. I think this was in Tap.
In Taproot Magazine, Ambridge, PA.
Okay. And another one?
Third or second prize, I don't remember. And this was a national contest sponsored by the Joycean Literary League.
I'm sorry, what?
Joycean Literary League in someplace in Massachusetts.
And you won what there?
Second or third place, I don't remember. It was a while back.
Okay.
That's it.
And you've given us copies of poems that you like.
What I tried to do was sort of give you a variety of things.
Okay, that's great. These have Jewish content.
Yeah.
That's great. Would you say a majority of yours do have Jewish content?
No.
Or no?
No.
No. Is there anything else that you would like to add that we haven't asked?
I don't know. You wanted to know about the kids. Carol is involved in the Jewish community. And she was also involved in real estate. She's working toward her broker's license right now. But she did her graduate work at Hebrew Union College in L.A. And Jimmy is a psychiatric social worker who works for the Federation in the Boston, Newton, Mass, really. And I said, well, about my mother, who was a very talented woman.
Where did her talents?
I don't know where she learned to sew and knit and crochet the way she did, not having a mother. I don't know, but she did. And during the Depression, my sister would see a dress. There was an evening gown, I remember, that she saw and wanted for an affair in the worst possible way. She had it sent home. And, of course, we could not afford that. But Mother had the dress. Dad made a pattern of the dress. Mother made the pattern. Dad copied on the paper the design that was on the dress. Mother went out and bought the same material, the same fur trimming, the same beads that went around it, whatever all was involved. And there was no way, when that dress was finished, that you could tell the difference between the original $600 dress and the dress that she made.
That's a real skill.
Right, it is. Mm-hmm. She did that for me. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my sister's things that were inaffordable were suddenly very affordable. Yeah.
Do you have any other questions?
Well, I think for right now that we have quite a bit of information, and I'm happy with the material that we've got.
Thank you.